I'm so glad you made it. Send a grounding cord down from the base of your spine to the center of the earth. Set the grounding cord on release. And let's just start releasing all that chaos from your space. And as you're releasing from the body, I'd like you to start imagining roses on either side of you and in front and back, all at about heart level. They're about a foot or two away from your body. And I want you to put little bombs underneath the roses and blow them up and put more bombs and blow them up. We are interested in breaking the patterns that are coming in towards you and the patterns that are being generated from your body. And this is an amazing way to kick it off. So rose bomb, rose bomb. Put a bouquet of roses a foot above your head and let's go ahead and put a little bomb under it and blow it up. Something under your feet. A rose under each of your feet and blow it up. And what we're really interested in doing now is bringing a calm confidence to your essence. Alrighty, so bringing earth energy up through your feet, through your ankles, through your shins, through your calves, through your knees and thighs, out the hips and down the grounding cord. I'd like you to take a little golden vacuum cleaner. I'd like you to vacuum out your thighs. Occasionally, there is stored energy from the past that can bring up problems, especially holding on problems. It's the things that are difficult to move forward. So go ahead and vacuum up around the thighs and in the cellular body, just with your spiritual vacuum cleaner, clean out the thighs. And while you're at it, let's go ahead and vacuum out the knees, the ability to honor the self. So whatever it is that got in the way of you being present for you that allowed bad luck to start coming in, let's vacuum out the knees so that you can again honor yourself and direct what happens around you. Now let's support this with the quantum field. The quantum field feels very pleasurable. If you've been experiencing bad luck, it's possible you haven't been in that pleasure field for a while. So close your eyes if you haven't already and just allow the quantum pleasure field to fill every cell of your body. Now we're interested in you feeling the joy and the connection of your divine self while we're kicking out the stuff that doesn't belong. So if you feel that there have been curses in your space or black magic or some group mind stuff that's really messing things up, what I'd like you to do is start imagining those disappearing. Now, one technique I teach my students, and you can learn this easily, is the rose bomb that we started at the beginning. So just imagine that there is black magic coming at you, and you're doing the rose bomb, and you're just blowing it up, blowing it up, blowing it up. And that can go for if you feel like there's spiritual parasites, things like entities in your space, you can do the same thing, the rose bomb, wherever that energy is. And one thing that happens when we are really in bad luck is we're focusing and talking about it. And I want to just erase that now. And I want you to be talking for the next 3 days only about everything you're grateful for, everything that's wonderful, everything that's manifesting in your life. So now we're resetting you for gratitude, 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 gratitude. And as the bad luck falls away, the Midas touch, that golden Midas touch, comes in when we really amplify with the quantum field and the field of amplification, our gratitude, our appreciation, and really our joy for all that is and all that is working. And then bring yourself to the center of your head, sitting in your golden temple of silence. And then on the top of your head, I'd like you to just stand at the top of your head and survey out around you. Notice that you are the creator of all that is. And even if you don't understand it, you've created it somehow. the one thing that will help you the fastest to move out of bad luck is to say, no matter where I am in this moment in time, I am exactly where I need to be, no matter how things appear. And when you can accept what you've created and what's been coming at you, you can move out of it in that instant. May it be with the blessings of the Supreme Being that this meditation is complete.